We close today's show with a remembrance. Civil rights activist June Johnson died a week ago today. She was 59, and services will be held tomorrow in her hometown of Greenwood, Mississippi. Johnson jumped into the civil rights movement as a girl, registering voters for the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or SNCC. In 1963, at the age of 15, she was arrested and beaten in Mississippi on her way home from a SNCC workshop. Her good friend Rose Freeman Massey was also arrested and shared a cell with June Johnson.
She had been hit upside the head with a blackjack, and she was bleeding, and there was blood on her dress. And the police officer said to me that I was to wash her dress. And so when he walked away, I mean, I was still standing there just terrified. And June said to me, "You got to wash this dress, otherwise he's going to beat you too." Although she was a year younger than me, I was just always amazed at the courage that she demonstrated.
Johnson's courage took her far. She pushed the city of Greenwood to open its workforce to African Americans and eventually ran for board of supervisors. She later partnered with Marion Wright Edelman of the Children's Defense Fund. Together, they brought attention to children in Mississippi's poorest communities. In 1982, June Johnson left the Deep South for Washington, D.C. There, she worked in the Office of Paternity and Child Enforcement and later with the Office of Early Child Development. Though friend Rose Freeman Massey hadn't spoken with Johnson in years, she remembers their early activism as if it were yesterday.
June always had a plan. We were up at the courthouse, and they were getting ready to arrest everybody on the picket line. You know, June would say, "Hey, we need to cut out because we don't want to go to jail." I never recall June being afraid. Even when we were in jail in Montgomery County, fear was not a factor for June. Without June Johnson, the world is a smaller place.
A smaller place, indeed.